What's poppin'? Take a wild guess.
Are you okay right now?
Well, I was just gonna... Yeah, I'm okay. Barely, but... See if you can guess approximately where we are in Tuesday night. Huh. My last tweet was, fuck! It's the bottom of the ninth.
That could have been a number of times, really. We don't even know what's gone on forward.
That's true. No, you're right. You're right.
The Baez bunt could have been, fuck!
Yeah, it's true. That was more, what?
I feel like, is Joe Madden trying to lose this game?
I think he's trying to make it the Joe Madden show. Instead of Game 7 of the World Series, he wants to be the hero. Yeah. Instead of letting the players be the hero.
It's had a significant factor, not only on you, but it's really affected Chelios and Vetter. Because when there was the 3-run lead, they were all over their phones. They were waving to people. They yeah. were constantly on their phone. I don't know if anybody else did. If they didn't miss it, you can see them on every pitch or first row, right behind home plate. But ever since Rajay Davis tied it up with a 2-run shot, they've been very
somber.
Yeah, very inactive.
Oh God, I can't fucking believe this. I remember tweeting about how confident that I was the Cubs are going to win, but then I said, but they are wearing uniforms that say Cubs, so I guess...
That doesn't matter.
No, this is ridiculous. Chapman, it's interesting that Miller got beat up a little bit tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you see
Bauer
this...
Bauer kind of did, too.
Yeah.
Or Kluber.
Kluber,
sorry,
Kluber yeah.
Kluber.
You know, you see the same guy 4 or 5 times in a week. I think... You would think that he'd be just as dominant. I mean, it's the same guy. He throws the same ball, but you get a little more or less intimidated. You've seen him a number of times, and he also threw maybe 20 pitches last night. He might be a little burned out. He have a 5-run lead. Had me wondering why in the hell Chapman was pitching last night, especially when he sent him out in the ninth inning.
Well, now did you say where we are in the game?
We're in the bottom of the ninth. It's 6-6. I saw
Carlos
was going,
Santana.
I saw the upward trajectory. That's all
but
I saw.
What's interesting, this is another stupid decision by Madden. He put Chapman back out there.
I don't know.
It's been high and flat from him tonight, too. Granted, it's still 102 miles an hour.
Looked to me like they solved him pretty well. They hit 3 straight line drives.
Wow.
The Guyer shot to right center. Then the home run by Rajay Davis, but he did tattoo that thing. And then there was a single right after that. Is that a Cub fan there with his head in his hands? I mean, the Indians fans aren't having an easy time tonight either.
Yeah.
One thing I want to say about the game is I am absolutely stunned. I don't want to, like, piss on the game. It's been a great game. It's been a great series, really. I mean, it has been a fun series to watch.
It's been one of the best. And you really don't realize it while you're in it, but it's been one of the best World Series.
And it really it's not like just every game's been 4-3 or 3-2 or 7-6. There's been a ton of action necessarily, but it's just a very even series.
Even last night's game, which ended up being kind of a blowout,
yeah,
was pretty exciting. I saw a summation of it, and they said it was like the Indians kept threatening to threaten. They kept putting guys on base, which I thought was a great way of putting yesterday's game in it. Oh,
what the fuck?
Foul.
Jesus.
Sorry. Kipnis followed off. That looked weird.
It wasn't even close, really, yeah. But it looked good off the bat.
Yeah.
Oh, the Cubs. Oh, Jesus.
30 pitches for Chapman now. And of all people, Rajay Davis.
If Chapman gives up another bomb, Joe Madden might as well take a plane to wherever his home is, wherever his other home is. I'm really
surprised. How can he go back to Chicago?
Well, you know, they're in the world. They always say, well, we wouldn't have been in the World Series without Joe Madden. Well, they got a pretty good team. And a really good team.
Oh, boy.
One out and, okay. Anyway, someone wanted to point out about the game, since we're not really doing play-by-play, sort of kind of not doing it, is that I've seen some of the worst fundamental baseball, and I don't mean to crap on it, like we just talked about. It's a great series, but some of the worst fundamental baseball. It shocks me, and I know I'm sounding like old man baseball here, and there's a little bit of that. When I played, people knew how to bunt. People hit the cutoff man.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to sound like that, and at the risk of sounding like that, I just have to point out, the Cleveland outfield play in this series, what, you know, Rajay Davis, a ball in very shallow center field, he doesn't get behind the ball. It didn't look like he even called the ball. It didn't look like they knew who was going to catch that thing till the last second.
He's on the not ready to throw the ball home.
Yeah, the sacrifice fly that Bryant scored on. There's no way anybody should score on a ball that shallow. But, you know, he looked unsettled when he's about to catch the ball. And I think the third base coach, you know, you're watching that, and I think you're thinking, I don't think he's ready to throw a dart straight home. And sure enough, he wasn't. He took his sweet time, and Bryant beat the throw.
He took his sweet time until he had to rush it in, and then he threw it high because he had to rush it in. And Bryant got under that slide.
And Bryant
had another nice scoring opportunity from first when he wheeled around third, and they sent him home.
Okay, can we get back to fundamentals on that play? How do you score from first base? I know he's running with a pitch.
Yeah.
How do you score from first base on what was essentially a single?
Yeah. No, well, it was even ruled a single.
Chisenhall did not charge the ball,
and
he threw the ball. It looked like he was throwing to the cutoff man, not over the cutoff man, but to like he's just trying to play catch with the cutoff man. No, you got to throw a bullet that goes straight home because Bryant was almost around third there. I mean, that stunned me. He absolutely did not think Bryant was going, and he just la 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 la.
And then you were talking about Rajay and that double that was hit by
Contreras.
Contreras, yeah, where he came up on it first.
He took a step in, and once you take that step in, it usually is over.
I don't know you think he would have gotten that ball?
I think he could have gotten into it because he's so fast.
Yeah.
If he just opened up and took off backwards.
You know what's weird about that play? I don't know if you remember it, but there was some guy running like right above some fan running right above the wall. I think he thought it was going to be gone.
Oh, really?
So he jumped the railing, and you can see him running because it was one of those things where it's like, whoa, what's that guy doing? Because he's running in front of the group of people.
God, you are so good at watching what goes on in the stands because I didn't see Chelios and Vetter together until you pointed it out. I thought I saw Chelios, and it's always that way. You always notice Larry King before I do.
Well, you know, baseball sometimes gives the eyes some wandering moments.
Yes, it does.
You know what it is? I like the Rajay play. I rewatched it. A couple times.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on that play.
On that double, the Contreras double.
I didn't see the cameraman fall down.
Oh, the home run, the Rajay home run.
Oh, okay, the Rajay play. Okay. What about the Rajay play? Oh, the guy in the stands, yeah.
Yeah, like I watched it a couple times. Now, the Rajay home run, I didn't see the cameraman fall down until more replays.
That
has kind of like reset this game. Like everything that's happened before it almost doesn't matter. It's Rajay's home run. Like how many people are going to remember David Ross's home run, really.
I know. And it was, you know, 39-year-old in the World Series, oldest World Series player to hit a home run in Game 7 ever. A lot of history tonight.
After getting bonked on the face by one of the shortest wild pitches by John Lester.
And
scored two runs. First time two runs have been scored on a
wild pitch since 1911.
That's ridiculous. Is that what you said?
Madden said it. No, I mean, Joe Buck said it.
Yeah.
And
a lot of history.
There's the horseshit decision, too, to take Hendricks out with two outs in the fifth inning. What are you throwing, 68 pitches or something?
Yeah, hardly anything.
And he said, and this is the thing with starters in Game 7, they don't like coming in the middle of innings. Mm-hmm. And Lester did not look good. He looked erratic. He threw two balls that bounced 20 feet in front of the plate.
Well, he messed up
the bunt. Back to fundamentals?
Move. Yeah.
When that ball was hit, it was a swinging bunt, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He backed up. He didn't go after the ball. So the catcher had to run 20 feet out from behind the plate, and he fires it to right field.
I don't know what's going on with Lester. Has he always been that poor of a fielder?
Well, this again is fundamentals. Pitchers, you would not believe how much time, because I remember this in high school even, and more so in college, how much you work on bunt defense. It's like, are we really going to have to deal with this play that much? And it's just that they want it down. They want it so you do it in your sleep. And how many spring trainings John Lester's been through and he can't field a swinging bunt or a bunt? He can't hold a guy on first base? I don't know why every guy doesn't steal as soon as he gets on first base. Just take off when he's in the stretch. Don't even wait for him to kick his leg. He won't throw it over there. But so he can't hold runners on. He can't field his position. Chapman can't cover first base. Chapman can't hold runners on.
Yeah.
How many fundamental deficiencies are there in these two baseball teams? It blows my mind. Especially the pitchers not holding runners on. That's just, I mean, it's so absolutely essential, first of all.
But then they do some other things so well, like we were talking about with Bryant running the bases or with Hendricks. No. They're putting the tarp out? Are you kidding me?
It looks like the podcast will end suspended as well.
Wow.
What a bummer. What an absolute bummer. Game 7.
Heavier weather coming. We've seen the umpires.
It's pouring. And so yeah,
so they gonna shit can this till tomorrow?
They might, because I was telling Jay I was checking out the radar. And
you can't do this
bad.
To Cub fans. You can't do this to Cub fans. No.
Well, Indian fans too.
I know Indian fans. Oh, sure, I know. Of course, poor Indian fans. Fuck them.
Already in this game, they played through it, but now they won't. And so we're going to be delayed. There's some heavier stuff.
Oh my goodness!
This. I'm wondering.
There it is. There's the radar.
When? How late will they let this game go? How late will they finish this game?
I don't know. Is TV going to play into it?
Well, they could draw a gigundous audience tomorrow if they want.
Start at 9.
Here again is baseball, and what a joke baseball is. You start a game at 8:00 because they run extra commercials. Because this game is so slow, it's now. What time is it?
Almost midnight.
It's midnight. The game just ended. 9 innings took 4 fucking hours. So with a little rain delay, you're talking about a 5 or 6 hour game and ending the World Series, game 7 of one of the greatest World Series, one of the most World Series that has some of the most intrigue of any World Series ever, because these two teams haven't won in so long. And you're talking about ending it at 2:00 in the morning.
In a way, it kind of feels right, though. As someone who's not a big fan, I mean, I obviously want the Cubs to win, but.
Well,
it just kind of adds to the lore of this World
Series. Oh, that's true. No, it's kind of cool in a weird sort of way. But, I mean, it again points out the stupidity of the people that run this game. They do so. I mean, first of all, why are you playing baseball in November?
Yeah.
I mean, you're lucky as hell.
It's 70 degrees or 68 at first pitch.
I wonder what the forecast is tomorrow. Any idea?
Well, it's supposed to be colder here, so I would assume it's going to be colder there, right?
I keep hoping it'll be like 35 degrees. I just want to see
snow.
I want to see baseball just embarrassed into changing the fucking schedule.
This is, oh man, this is painful.
Well, we can talk a little bit more about the game.
Thanks a lot, Rajay.
I know. God, he will live in infamy. If Cleveland wins this game, Rajay Davis will never be forgotten.
Oh, he'll be talked about forever anyway.
He'll take Billy the Goat's place.
Oh, yeah.
The stupid goat that didn't get into the... Who brings a goat to a fucking baseball game anyway?
Dumbest curse. And it's over anyway, because they made the World Series. Same with Bartman. They made the World Series, so those curses are all over.
I'm trying to think of other stuff from this game.
My brother just texted, if it ends in a tie, will they just play a game 8?
He's joking, isn't he?
Of course he is. Of course. Oh, wait, but can we hear this? I want to hear this explanation. What's the bow tie guy? Not Rosenthal.
Oh,
is it Rosenthal?
Yeah, it's Verducci's Rosenthal.
The other guy. Yeah. He's talking to the umpire. This could be boring or interesting.
Sacrifice the bunt and play aggressive, and that's what the Cubs were able to do, is play aggressive with their base running. They played aggressive there based on the
matchup. John Smoltz is great, by the way.
Have to figure this thing
out. One of the best I've heard.
Who knows how long of a rain delay. Let's go down to Ken Rosenthal.
Thanks, Joe. John, you're the crew chief.
Ooh. What do you hear about the weather?
Well, we've been talking for the last couple innings, and there was a sell it went through earlier that was light.
I love how everyone becomes a weatherman.
This one, he thought it might miss us, but he said, just at the last second when the inning was ready to start, he said it's going to hit us. And in this situation, we don't want to take any chance. We don't want to have them play now in the 7th game of the World Series and extra innings, high score, in conditions that aren't right. So just to keep the field perfect, we covered it, and we'll wait this out. Now, the good thing is there's nothing behind it.
So you expect to finish this game?
Absolutely.
John, it's going to be wet as fuck. The outfield's going to be wet as fuck.
Absolutely.
I said they're doing that interview in the rain, by the way.
Yeah.
Ken Rosenthal, and we
Christ.
Welcome you inside the broadcast booth. Well,
it's like when you see they have all the, on the Weather Channel, you know, hurricanes coming
in. Yeah,
and
of course.
They put some sap reporter out there.
Moving pictures.
I got to get my lighter. I'll be right back.
Moving pictures. Feel really bad for Drew. I don't know how much more of this he can actually handle.
You see also that, speaking of the Weather Channel, there's a story out that they're playing like this melodic footage during Election Day. If you're just, you know,
if you're too stressed out,
yeah, you can.
That's only about 10 months too late. How stupid. I felt bad because I don't know. Do you remember when it was 6-3 and I asked you how nervous you were?
Yeah, and I was okay.
You were really doing fine.
3 runs. I mean, how could you feel bad?
I was trying to ask you because, I mean, this is this is your team, really.
Oh yeah, you know what's funny?
You grew up with, but I your answer made total sense though.
I'm trying to remember how many outs did they need when you asked me?
Probably six.
The Podell call, five outs, six outs. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that is bizarre. But you said, you know, the Santo team.
Yeah,
Jenkins.
The Santo team with Banks and Billy Williams and Glenn Beckert and Don Kessinger and Randy Hundley. Their whole infield, including the catcher, were in the All-Star game. Mm-hmm. Every catcher, first, second, short, third, all in the All-Star game. Jenkins in the All-Star game.
Kind of like this team.
Yeah.
With the exception of the catcher.
Absolutely. And then the Sandberg Grace team. Well, actually, first there was the Sandberg 84 team with Rick Sutcliffe, who went 16-1. He was traded from Cleveland, who was 4-5, and he went 16-1 the rest of the way. Pitched a shutout in the first game against San Diego, and then lost game five after the Leon Durham error. But that was, I was right out of college when that team, and I was still, you know, really following the Cubs heavily. And, you know, a lot younger, of course. And then Sandberg and Grace on the 89 team. And Grace had such a great series against the Giants. I think he was 11 for 17. Will Clark was 13 for 20 in that crazy five-game series before the Earthquake World Series. So I really, you know, those teams were a little closer to my heart. And the funny thing is, by living here and talking so much about the Tigers on the air, I've become a huge Tiger fan. And I watch the Tigers every day. So I don't get to watch the Cubs that much, although I did watch the 03 team more with Kerry Wood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was a team, and Mark Pryor, too. I was all excited about him. This team, I'm just kind of getting to know them.
They're all really young.
They are. And towards the end of the year in September, I started watching the Cubs more, and I'm just kind of getting into this team. Of course, it's the Cubs. I don't really care how well I know them. The Cubs are in a World Series. How could I not be completely into it? And I am, but it's not quite the same as if a couple of those other teams had won, I guess.
Here's a great tweet. Madden can't wait to get Chapman to throw 1,800 more pitches on 47 minutes of rest.
Chapman's done. It's
of
over.
Of course. It's a joke. It's so ridiculous that he pitched him as long as he did.
The rain has affected the game. Now, the rain may have bailed the Cubs out because Chapman can't go back out there.
Yeah.
You saved Madden from himself. Possibly.
Hey, could they? How many pitches did Arrieta go yesterday?
Arrieta could pitch. He could throw it a batter too.
Especially now that he's got time to warm up.
The warm up time isn't a big problem. I mean, there's plenty of time for guys to get loose and warmed up. Although
take a while. They want to get in their routine.
I would think John Lackey would have gotten loose at some time during the game today.
Well, maybe one of them's getting warmed up right now. That would be a ballsy, crazy move.
That's a tough, you know, with a rain delay, you don't know when this rain delay is going to end.
Yeah. Although, won't they give them a heads up if they're X amount of time away?
Yeah, well, you know, once they start taking the tarp off the field, you know you're probably 25 minutes from starting. But game seven, a rain delay?
Oh, yeah.
God. And I don't know what that. Yeah, I guess they've already captured their TV ratings for the night, so it doesn't matter. It's just gonna be one of those.
That's why I would think Manfred would be like, "Okay, we're suspending this game. We're gonna start tomorrow, 8:30."
Well, they could do. I mean, they could do another night of monster TV ratings and pregame show, the pregame show at 8 and start at 9.
Although, do the ratings really matter? Sound like they're gonna sell. You know, they can't go.
Oh, that's true.
Sell it.
Oh, I bet they could extend those packages they have with some of those people with a couple of phone calls.
There could be a contingency plan.
Yeah, they could get some sponsors in there for another game.
And it's Thursday night, the biggest advertising night of the week. It's so stupid how TV runs everything.
The umpire sounded absolutely certain that they're going to finish this game tonight.
They kind of have to, don't they, really?
It's a black eye if they don't. It looks stupid. Although truly, it's just something people remember all the more. I think, you know, because something crazy happened.
But how long are they gonna? You know,
I don't know.
Are they taking it off already?
Oh, they are.
With Schwarber, Bryant,
looks like
Rizzo.
It to me.
Wow.
Here's Kevin Burkhardt and the guys.
What?
Okay, Joe. Thanks very much.
Well, now it looks kind of stupid that they ever put it on.
Put it on, right? Yeah.
Pete Rose, Alex Rodriguez.
It was raining pretty.
It's another black eye for baseball.
Hey, I got to tell you, and I think I saw you tweet something about this about A-Rod in the
I thought he was fantastic.
He's been great.
Yeah, he's great. He's really good.
Pete Rose has been a little wacky,
but he's fun. He's kind of fun. I sort of like Larry King to me.
Yeah, I mean, you would think he knows his stuff. He knows.
Yeah, he does.
Obviously,
he does. I think he's a little like filterless, and he says things about players that I think a lot of guys wouldn't say.
Well, I kind of like the fact that they have A-Rod and Pete Rose on, you know, on a Major League Baseball broadcast.
No, it's cool.
Major League Baseball cannot be happy with them.
I mean, it would be like, well, that too, but it's almost like having, you know, let's see, like it's like having Babe Ruth and Mickey Mantle on a broadcast. I mean, those are two of the biggest stars. Pete Rose, 4,256 hits. A-Rod, 696 home runs? I mean, that's incredible.
He's really good, though.
Frank Thomas is going to throw another 521 home runs.
Yeah.
Those 1,700 walks.
Although Frank Thomas, he looks uncomfortable in a suit. He's like too big to wear a suit.
I'm not sure.
His arms are just going to rip through those seams.
I'm not sure Frank really belongs in this broadcast. I don't know how much he contributes.
But A-Rod has been phenomenal.
I would expect Frank to have more to say about the hitting than he did. I don't feel like they're using, because Frank Thomas is a really smart hitter, and I like to hear those guys talk about hitting situations, and I feel like he just ends up being asked, I don't know. A-Rod is great. I mean, he's got to have a huge job somewhere doing this. I don't know what it'll be, if it'll be. John Smoltz has obviously earned himself
locked
a job.
In, yeah. Yep.
But A-Rod's got to be somebody's color guy. He could probably do play-by-play. He's smooth enough to do anything. But, you know, it pisses me off to see a guy, you know, he's been playing baseball for 25, 26 years or however. He's been playing since Little League. And he steps in a booth for the first time in his life, and he fucking kills it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, doesn't it kind of piss you off?
Well, he's talking about what he knows.
No, true.
More than anything.
Yeah, if we change the subject, he probably would be quite so smooth.
Hey, what do you think about the election?
That'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it?
Well,
brother.
Too bad this rain delay didn't go on longer.
Well, while the rain delay is going on, why don't we talk about some other things?
Can we talk about the weirdest thing in this game so far to me?
Yeah, I don't mind. We can stay on the game if you want.
After Dave, well, just, you know, not the X's and O's, but the little wacky things.
Yeah.
After the David Ross home run, they all, like, bumped cups.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know. I thought when it first happened, when he was coming off, you know, after he touched home plate, I thought it was like an accident. Like, he just kind of tried to chest bump, but mixed it up or whatever.
No, there's a cup bump.
Then
clearly
he got in the locker or the dugout, and it was tick-tap, 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 from tip to tip the whole way down the line.
Yeah, that was very cute, wasn't it?
Yeah. He's now, by the way, there's another piece of history. He's now the oldest man to hit a home run.
Yeah, 39 in a game 7.
Yeah.
Did you catch, says nothing with baseball, but it was during the game, the Walmart commercial?
No.
Using the Beatles' Come Together?
Really?
A really slow, like, really sappy version, like, Come Together.
Who sang it, do you know?
Some chick.
Who sold it?
Michael Jackson family obviously made a few bucks off that one. But, I mean, it's a, I don't know, it's just disturbing to me to hear some of these great songs used in a way like that. I mean, if you used the real song and it was a product that made sense,
yeah,
it'd be okay. Like, you know what I love? At the end of the movie The Social Network, when they play Baby or Rich Man,
can you
bring up Baby or Rich Man, Jay? And that intro is just so funky, man. That is one of the funkiest Beatles songs. It's got so much going on with that weird horn in there. I mean, it's really a funky, funky song.
I'm trying to find this Come Together commercial.
It's Walmart. Look at that bass line on that. What a bass line. Just two songs, like a number of Beatles songs. McCartney had the hook for a song he was working on. And this was Lennon's song, this main part.
Something good does.
I believe this is the B-side to All You Need Is Love. For those who have your 45s at home, if you forgot that B-side's not bad, what are you laughing about?
Someone tweeted a picture where they put Joe Madden's face on Bartman. It's really good.
Anyway, they crank this song at the end of The Social Network.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's when it's clear that he's made his millions, won his case and all that. So it was a great, great choice. And they play the whole song, too, over the closing credits.
Oh, man.
So anyway, yeah, Come Together on Walmart. And did they run the Hillary commercial on Trump?
Yeah, I call it
Our Children Are Watching.
I call it Trump's Greatest Hits. It really is everything he said.
Yeah.
Although she didn't have time to add Grab Him by the Pussy in there. At least I didn't see it.
No, it has the blood coming out of her eyes or coming out of her.
Wherever.
And then what does he say about the disabled guy?
I don't remember. I don't remember. What an asshole.
You know, that same thing he did with the arms waving?
Yes.
He did that talking about Ted Cruz, too. Somebody put that up somewhere, and I saw it. So I don't know if that's supposed to mean that he's making an unflattering impersonation of anyone.
Okay, well, then he's an idiot to not know that the guy who followed him around has a handicap.
Well, I don't know. I'm not in the habit of making excuses for Donald Trump, but sent it to us. Along with a number of other things people send to us.
Mm. Oh, wait. No way. Somebody put this out there. A 2014 tweet predicted the World Series exactly. 2016 World Series, Cubs versus Indians, and then the world will end with the score tied in Game 7 in extra innings. Hashtag apocalypse. Somebody tweeted that out in 2014.
Ooh.
It's been retweeted 118,000 times.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
All right, we can leave the game. Are they playing?
They're about to. Schwarber's coming up to the plate now.
Okay.
I believe he's coming up now.
I want to mention something just because we're going to need to get through these things eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the little story about Hillary Clinton massaging Uma Abedin's shoulders?
Yeah, that's from the same book. About
Ed Klein's book, Guilty as Sin.
Yeah, Bill Clinton getting his
feet rubbed. I have that book, and I haven't gotten into it. I can't wait to read that damn thing, because there's some great stories in there. Apparently, Chelsea was really jealous of Uma.
Well, yeah. I mean, people are calling her Hillary's kid.
Yeah.
Like, they forgot that she actually has a kid.
They describe it as a sibling rivalry, and they say this whole business of Chelsea and Hillary being so close is just a pile of bullshit, that is a cold relationship. In fact, somebody who is close to Chelsea, I believe, said that she's never seen them hug or have any kind of affection. Oh, Cubs just got a base.
He beat the shift.
Schwarber.
Yeah.
Schwarber. What an amazing series this guy's in.
Yep.
Anyway, yeah, there's absolutely no affection between Hillary and Chelsea whatsoever. No physical, no hugging, no nothing. She's just a cold, cold bitch.
Well, if you think about it. She goes off to Stanford, mom becomes the senator and then secretary of state. So, of course, she spent more time with Uma.
Well, she was the first lady, too. And would she spend time with Hillary or working on trying to get health care passed if she had a choice?
Yeah,
of course.
That's funny. I never really thought about that.
Yeah, I think I bought that stupid idea that they were close. Yeah.
Fake.
And, you know, that was funny when she went to Chelsea's apartment, which I just felt so sorry for Chelsea. I just had this vision of, oh, my God, you're sitting at home relaxing. All of a sudden, your mom, who's Hillary Clinton, comes in your house with about 8 Secret Service guys and 3 doctors. And
she's got to hide all her dildos and bongs.
And meanwhile, you know she should be at the hospital because she probably had a stroke, but they have to pretend that she's okay. And Hillary's sweating like a pig. And, I'm fine. Nothing wrong with me. Passing out all over the place.
Knocking vases over. Plates.
Falling
crashing.
Into furniture.
Yeah. Oh, man. This is really distracting having this game on.
I know.
But what are you going to do?
There's another story, too, I thought was really interesting about. And this really, to me, sends up just how horrible this election is. Just everything about it. Without taking any sides. You probably heard about His name's Peter Thiel.
Yeah, the gay,
billionaire. He's a gay, gay billionaire. He's a big Silicon Valley guy.
The one that bankrolled Hulk Hogan.
Exactly.
He bankrolled my my court case, brother.
Yeah, I could never take that to court without Peter Thiel.
He's a big First Amendment guy.
All he wanted me to do was wrestle him for it, too, brother. I don't know what that was all about. But
yeah, we wrestled in the nude. I don't know why, but anyway.
So this guy, for whatever reason, and he doesn't really make excuses. He just says, in terms of the economy and what I care about, which is his money in Silicon Valley and all things having to do with his financial world, he wants Donald Trump to win.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't want Hillary Clinton to win. It has nothing to do with their personalities. In fact, he even said, he's asked about a couple of Trump's, you know, escapades, and he says they're clearly offensive and inappropriate, but he said, I'm not pulling the lever to judge a candidate's flaws. I'm worried about the future of the country and particularly the economy. So anyway, this guy is just being pounded, for the mere fact that he gave money to the Trump campaign. Some in the tech world have called for him to be dropped from the boards of the social network giant Facebook and California incubator Y Combinator over the donations.
Wait, say that again?
They're calling for him to be dropped from two boards.
Oh, God. So you just look up.
They're calling for him to be dropped from two boards.
Who's calling
because
for
he
him?
Vote,
who's calling for him to be dropped?
Some in the tech world.
Okay, well, that's not going to happen then.
No, probably not. But, I mean, just the idea that anyone would even suggest he should be dropped from a job
people suggest,
because he's voting for somebody.
People suggest stupid things all the time.
No, but this guy, it's not just a little pressure mark. This guy is being hounded.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well,
also, and listen to this quote. Thiel made his fortune founding PayPal. Oh, co-founder of PayPal.
Yeah, he's loaded. Does he own a business now?
Well,
because you know, if you own a business now, of course you'd want Trump to win, large or small.
Yeah, isn't he still part of PayPal?
No, I think he just founded it. I think they sold it a long time ago, didn't they?
Well, he's in the middle of Silicon Valley doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not exactly sure what. But Thiel also spoke in support of Trump at July's convention, said he was surprised by the level of outrage. He specifically called out a leading LGBT magazine, The Advocate, for running an op-ed that questioned whether Thiel, a prominent gay conservative, could still be considered gay for backing Trump. What? What do you mean he can't be considered gay because he voted for Trump? What are you talking about?
It's like saying someone can't be black for voting for Trump, right?
It's how in this country, you can vote for whoever the fuck you want to vote for.
Yeah.
You do not put political correctness into the voting booth.
No.
He won the nomination. She won the nomination. You vote for whoever the fuck you want. And I think everyone should just shut the fuck up about it. If they have a problem with it, then keep it to yourself.
Or you don't vote. I'm so sick of hearing, you got to get out and vote from whoever it is, whether it's the president or these commercials that about you know, how important your vote is. Because you know what? Frankly, if I don't like either candidate, I have every right not to vote for anybody. And I can bitch just as much. That's the other thing I hate. Well, if you don't vote, you don't have a right to complain. It's like, no, I have more of a right to complain because they both suck.
And I don't think you're responsible for everything your candidate does, you know, unless you're out there campaigning for him every second. You know, we don't know what these people are going to do. We don't know exactly what they're going to do. We hope they do certain things, but... Or, you know, if you really can't stand either candidate, I don't think there's anything wrong with voting for the Green Party or for to vote for the third party.
Gary Johnson.
I'm not real impressed with Gary Johnson,
what?
But I think
consider it a vote for Bill Weld.
One nice thing about voting for Gary Johnson is to me it just encourages the continuation of alternate candidates and maybe a third party.
Yeah, but with money, there's never going to be a real third party.
Well, we'll see. I mean, maybe somebody this election, if there's ever been an impetus for a third party, this election would be it. But it'll probably take a long time if it should happen at all. But it just disgusts me that anyone would question this guy's right to vote for whoever the fuck he wants.
That's really stupid.
Why should he suffer because of who he voted for?
Or that he's not gay.
Political correctness is out of control, over the top, ridiculous. What a joke. That someone should lose a job over legally voting for one of the two presidential candidates. Bullshit. God, people are fucked up. What's going on? We got a guy in second base and first base. Intentional walk. One out. Cleveland is on the mound. correct?
Yeah.
I do need
first, to. First and second.
All very important to me.
First and second, one and two.
Oh, there's the audio of the shooter at Pulse, which...
Omar Mateen.
Did you happen to hear... Do you happen to hear the story about the guy that's running for the school board who has the racist social media activity? I'm not even sure what town he's from. No. Channel 7 was running it tonight.
No. Well, that doesn't seem right.
This guy, he takes in a lot of foreign exchange students.
Uh-huh.
And he seems like a pretty benevolent guy, generally speaking. And he was somehow, for some reason, something he did, they said, no more foreign exchange students for you. It might have been social media. Something he did was inappropriate on social media. And it probably was, judging from this. So now he takes in underprivileged kids. And
Go! Zobrist. Left field. Oh, he bobbled it, too.
Cubs take the lead.
You know what? I think the Cubs, more than any team, like to look in the dugout and meet each other's eyes and celebrate after a big hit. Have you noticed that?
Well, they're a team.
More than any other team.
They love
I've ever
each
seen.
Other. Who's going to pitch for the Cubs when they go back out?
Chapman.
God.
Wow, Zobrist, that is clutch.
Well, there's your shift for you. I love this. A team loses the World Series with a shift.
Because of Schwarber's hit.
Wait, Zobrist hit that, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Zobrist, Schwarber hit in the shift, too.
Yeah, they wouldn't have shifted with runners on first and second.
Did you see where the third baseman was playing on that?
Was it shifted?
Yeah, he was way off the line. I don't know if you call that a shift or that's where he normally plays.
He was just playing off the line.
It looked pretty crazy to me.
Now Miguel Montero. Come on now.
You know, I saw this a few times this year where in baseball, it used to be, generally speaking, in late innings, you played near the line, period. Yeah, yeah. You wanted to cut off extra base hits. And twice this year, the Tigers lost big games at the end because Miguel Cabrera was not playing near the line. Look how far over he is.
Yeah, there is a shortstop there, though.
Yeah.
But, you know, shifted over, but not a shift.
Well, he's playing way, way off
opposite
the line.
On the opposite field line.
But generally speaking, you don't want guys hitting doubles in circumstances like that. I mean, if he's playing where third baseman normally plays, that's not even a hit. But, you know, if chances are Zobrist never hits a ball there, or apparently doesn't, I don't know. They probably got a chart that shows him hitting every ball 5 feet off the base at closest. Although a lot of left-handed hitters hit that ball down the left field line. It's not that unusual. Look at all the balls Miguel hits down the right field line. And we've got on the mound a guy. I wonder how many pitches he's doing. 26 pitches. Okay, not as many as I thought. God, he looked... Wait. Oh, that's Shaw. That's right. Okay, you might bring that down.
All right, sorry. Well, there you go.
I don't know how we're supposed to do a podcast with this baseball game on, but we wouldn't have started
it's
this
over.
Thing until
it's over.
Three win. In the morning.
They're so going to win now.
I hope so. I could use another run or two. Right. I don't feel too good about being up 7-6, I got to tell you. Bill Cosby?
Yeah, she's still blind.
Blinder than ever.
What a joke.
Yeah, his attorneys say he's legally blind now, so he can't see his accusers.
But he was walking into court.
With their help. Remember when he bumped into the post?
Yeah, but the other day, it looked like he was walking into court without any help. Like they were just standing around him while they were all walking in.
Well, he must have practiced then.
He's adapting to his blindness.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, the thing is, how do you prove someone isn't legally blind? You can't. He just has to say he is.
Yeah, I guess so.
Can you examine someone's eyes and go, no, he's faking?
You'd think so, couldn't you?
You would kind of think so. I mean, we know he's faking. He could fucking see. You know, we got to get a private eye on him.
Well,
you know what he's going to do? He's going to be sprinting somewhere.
Just throw something at him.
Yeah, that's a great idea. A Perry Mason moment.
Throw a
Perry Mason moment.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just, you know. Heads up!
Throw like an encyclopedia at him, something that really hurt.
just first go, heads up, and then throw it at him, and then maybe, you know, give him the benefit of the doubt if he catches it with the heads up, and then don't say it and throw something.
What if it just bonked him in the eye, took his eye out?
Well, he doesn't need him.
Ambulance shows up.
He's already blind.
That's true.
You know? They'll say he has slow reaction time because he's an old man.
God, that would be... I mean, I would love to see a Perry Mason moment like that. I mean, that happens all the time in Perry Mason.
Yeah.
In fact, did you ever watch Perry Mason, Jay?
Yeah.
I remember it happening in the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
When the guy hit him with the car and they dropped the briefcase and he turned his neck because he had a neck brace.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
That was Uncle Fester, too, remember?
Oh, it was?
Yeah, the guy that played
Fester. Base hit.
Another hit?
Here. Hey, there's your extra run, you.
Okay. Oh, is that Russell?
The rest of this temp.
No, it wasn't Russell. It's a lefty.
Montero.
There's a shift. Shift where the shortstop is playing.
Yeah.
Who hit that?
Montero.
Oh, Montero. Son of a bitch. That's his second huge hit he's had. He hit the grand slam, didn't he?
Against the...
Giants.
Yeah.
Dodgers.
Right, yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm starting to think... I'm starting to think this is meant to be, kind of.
Unfortunately, two left.
I see my text,
like
one of my Cub friends.
And you see him stay on it again.
I think everybody's gotten kind of quiet. Nobody wants to pop off about a two-run lead. Rajay Davis is coming up this inning, isn't he? My sister's last text was, "I feel ill."
Aww.
I feel sick. Pat.
Now they have a two-run lead. I know it's not going to happen, but how awesome would it be if he actually did send Chapman back on the mound?
I don't, you know, with Joe Maddon, who the fuck knows?
Did you hear his response about Twitter the other day? About how there should be a good Twitter, a positive Twitter, and a negative Twitter.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding?
Maddon, all Twitter's negative.
In response to what?
Nobody wants to use positive Twitter.
What was this in response to?
Because he got roasted for pushing Chapman too far.
So that was last night.
Huh?
That was last night then.
Yeah, yeah. He said it. I think he said it today before.
His Trump commercials on.
Oh,
it was
Trump,
just on. Yeah.
Trump's greatest hits or the
Trump's greatest hits. Oh. Our children are watching.
All right, Jim.
I doubt our children could repeat one of those things, except that they've seen the commercial 5 million times. And if she's so worried about our kids seeing that, then why did she run the commercial 5 million times?
It's safe harbor. It's 12:30.
No, it was running at 8 o'clock.
I approve this message.
He runs
all day. I approve this message.
America depends on steady leadership.
Knock the crap out of him, would you?
What an asshole.
Clear thinking.
I know more about ISIS than the generals do, believe me.
And calm.
This is the commercial, actually.
And you can tell them to go themselves.
Because all it takes
is one president says that once in a while.
I would bomb the out of him.
Oh, this is Greatest Hits Part 2.
It's not as good as the other one.
No. But it's pretty solid. I mean, still had some zingers in there.
The other one, though, has the children, you know,
watching it.
Yeah, they're the little girl, like 5 years old.
Yeah.
Like kids watch, they see Trump on TV and they don't change the channel.
I had the news on the other day and Charlotte came in the room. She goes, "Why do you have TV on?" I said, "I'm watching the news." She goes, "Oh, okay." And I sped through some bullshit weather story. And she goes, "Why do you skip that?" And I said, "Well, because I don't care about that story."
She gets fast forwarding and all that now.
Oh yeah, because I skip through her. Like she'll watch Daniel Tiger, and she's like, "I don't like this part." Skip. She understands a DVR at 2.5.
Oh, cool.
So then the next story.
Well, she's playing with an iPad, isn't she?
Well, very rarely, but she knows how to blow off your texts if she's watching a YouTube video and it.
Well,
she knows how to get. She's like, "I don't hear from that guy," which is funny because I taught her that. So. The next story that pops up is the story about the dead kid in the car, right?
Oh, God. Which story?
Down in Georgia. Ross
Harris. Oh, that story. Yeah, the baby. Oh,
so I'm watching that story. She, you know, she's not really paying attention. She just looks at me and looks at the TV. She goes, "Daddy, you like that story?" Like, "Well, I don't really like the story." I said, "I'm interested in knowing what's going on." She goes, "Oh, okay." And just went back to playing.
As if
she had any comprehension whatsoever. She told me today she was trying to kill me. That was very fun.
She's trying to kill you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
I had my CPAP machine on, and she walked over and turned it off. And I said, "Hey, what are you trying to do, kill me?" And she turns to mom and she goes, "I try to kill dad," and presses the button again and turned it off. So weird hearing a 2-year-old.
She sounds like she's got good retention.
A 2-year-old going, I'm trying to kill dad. Busted.
She's not the first.
Busted. No, I know.
So they've got one out, bases loaded, and two runs are in. Nice relief, Cleveland.
Yeah, well, clearly that rain delay, right?
You know, going back to Kluber, I wasn't so sure they needed to take Kluber out when they did. The Cubs hit two balls very well, the two home runs.
He didn't have the velocity that he's had. I mean, he was kind of stretched. This is what, short rest?
Yeah, he didn't have his best stuff, but it wasn't bad. I didn't think it was bad.
And maybe with an all hands on deck, game seven attitude.
I guess, except that, when you go into extra innings, it makes a big difference. I mean, then that.
I mean, it was four.
Staff looks a lot thinner when you go into extra innings.
He did give up two home runs too.
Yeah, but those are two balls, and they were hit to straightaway center, and they just barely got out. They were well hit balls though. But the other two runs were complete bullshit because Napoli threw that ball high second base. That was a double play right there, and then Rajay Davis on the short fly ball.
Yeah.
That's a third out. And there's no way the guy should have scored on the short fly ball anyway. So, with any kind of defense, he gives up two runs in four innings. I just thought the hooks were awful quick. Of course, it looked like he gave up four earned runs because they charge him with four earned runs. But honestly, I wonder if they because they don't. You never assume a double play. That's right. All right.
Don't worry, this game's over.
I think so. I really think it is over now. Do you think it's over?
Well, who's that warming up? Edwards. Okay. We'll see. I don't know. I would have thought it was over. I never expected former Tiger Rajay Davis to hit a two-run.
Yeah, the three-run lead seemed absolutely implausible that they were going to
Although
hit three runs.
Norm MacDonald predicted it on Twitter right before it happened. And Verlander tweeted out something about Rajay likes flamethrowers, and especially if they're left-handed. And then, of course, right after that, boom.
Yeah, Roger's got some power in that stroke. He had a few bombs for us. He had 12 home runs this year.
It was his highest ever, yeah. First postseason home run, though.
Hey, bad subject, but kind of a funny story. The Detroit News, did you see the story about the guy who was shown on the TV screen immediately following Michigan State recovering the fumble and scoring the winning touchdown? The guy had his hands on his head. He's like,
oh, last
glasses.
Year. Yeah, the surrender cobra. Yeah, I saw this guy. Story. Yeah, he's been everywhere. He's had a hell of a year.
Yeah, I know. I had no idea he'd become such a star.
Yeah.
I guess he poses for selfies about, five, six times a day.
He has a very memorable look.
Yeah, he really does. Although, when he's smiling in the other picture, although he's wearing the same sweatshirt. He probably wears that sweatshirt everywhere.
Yeah, so people recognize him.
Yeah, figures he can get some
ass
out
like
of it.
This all the time.
His hands on his head.
Cobra position.
Upset.
They had him on the College Football Award, so ESPN flew him down.
Oh, that's right. That's
Atlanta.
Right.
Atlanta, he's gone all
over
the place.
Why is that called the surrender cobra pose?
It looks like a cobra. You're surrendering because the game's over, so it looks like a king cobra has that the vertebrae flares out and has like that.
I would have never thought that was a surrender cobra
Jay,
pose.
Pull up Google, do image search surrender cobra, and you will laugh your ass off because it's every miserable sports fan. Particularly, usually college football or pro football, and just how bummed out they are.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I've done it. I've definitely done it. Wow, a lot of Michigan fans. Well, there he is. He's not making the pose, but Spartan guy or Notre Dame guy. Hey, how far is Notre Dame from here?
Why are you going?
Thinking about it.
Why? What's going on?
Hokies are playing them.
Oh, that's right. I don't know. I've done the trip, and it's easy to do in a day, there and back.
I mean, is it like 3 hours or something?
From here?
Yeah.
No, it's further than that.
Oh, it's further, okay.
Isn't it more south in Indiana than you even really realize? Have you ever been there?
A long time ago.
It's a great place to see a game.
It's funny. I don't even remember going.
Really?
Yeah, I was going to play a baseball game. I was in high school, and I just didn't care. I was like, why are we going to Notre Dame? Who cares? So I remember almost nothing. 3 hours and 34 minutes. Okay.
Oh, there you go.
That's a long day, man. 3.5 hours.
What time's the game at?
I don't know.
Yeah,
either way, it's a long-ass day.
What, it was you'll drive faster than that. So 7 hours of travel, 5 hours of
How hard is it to get a hotel there? Impossible?
Yeah, it's not the...
Fuck. Why don't they just build enough hotels?
Well, they probably do, but you probably had to make a reservation 3 years ago for every game.
That's what I mean. So you don't have to make a reservation 3 years in advance.
Speaking of which, I was dying to get your opinion on this. The Big Ten announced today that they're adding Friday night games as part of their TV deal.
Interesting.
Have you seen the story?
No, I have not.
Immediately, they said there was one team.
Did they get the third out?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I believe we're not watching this, but the podcast goes on.
The Big Ten immediately said one team will not be participating at home or away. Care to guess which team?
Don't tell me. Yeah. The Wolverines.
Yeah, Michigan said no.
Why?
Because we're playing our games on Saturday.
Why?
Because high school football is important.
Oh, come on. Who cares about high school football?
Well, I think if you're recruiting players, you care about it. So they can come in and
visit. But if every team in the conference is playing, then who gives a fuck?
So the Big Ten also said they're not going to ask Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan, the big schools, to host them. So basically, as part of the TV deal, Northwestern, Indiana, Purdue,
why would they not host them? Why would those schools not host them?
I don't know. They just, they're part of the deal. Because they probably knew that they'd blow a crap fit for them. Ward Manuel put out a press release, too, saying about, you know, it's big for our alumni to come in on a Saturday. That's what made me think about it with the whole Notre Dame thing. And we don't want them coming in on a Friday.
It's called progress.
I don't like them playing on a Friday night. I don't think there's any reason to play on a Friday.
You want to see a night game?
Yeah, well, they've had night games. They can play them on a Saturday if they want.
Yeah, but people playing Thursday. Hell, don't they have crazy Sunday games over the bowl season?
No, academics matter. You know, kids are in school.
Oh, right.
What?
Yeah, football players care about academics. Friday night? Who cares about Friday night? Nobody's in class on Friday night.
Well, no, but
I bring down the blood alcohol level of half the school.
I think it really, honestly, is about alumni coming in for the game, and it is about
they'll come in.
Well, do they? Well, really?
They'll change their if one game a year. One what's one game?
But
two
isn't
games?
About getting eyeballs. Does Ohio State, Penn State, and Michigan really need eyeballs on a Friday night?
Well, it's one. How many games are we talking about?
They're committed to doing six a year. Three non-conference, three conference games.
So, wait, six out of the whole conference? Six games? Mm-hmm. So then you might not even have one every year.
What do you mean?
Six games the whole year.
Yeah, three non-conference, three in-conference.
What I'm saying is that means...
teams. So Purdue, Indiana, and Minnesota would host them, and Northwestern would host a non-conference, and Iowa... Michigan State's been playing on Fridays for six years.
I must be too hooked on the baseball game to figure this out. I thought when you say six games, that means 12 teams, but three are non-conference teams, so that means nine, right?
Yeah.
So nine out of the conference, that's not even every team in the conference having a game every year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's the big fucking deal? A game every couple years? One game?
I'll do it.
Oh, God.
I'm glad.
What's
I don't
the
want
big damn deal?
Games.
Oh, would you not go to the game?
I don't know. Maybe I'd have other things to do.
Why does the Big Ten Conference want to do it?
That's part of the TV deal with ESPN and Fox.
Well, you know TV runs everything. Mm-hmm. Who are you kidding?
Mm-hmm.
You think you're more important than TV?
But honestly, if you're the Big Ten, doesn't it make more sense to get those schools displayed? The Purdues, the Indiana, the Illinois?
Mm.
No? I don't know. Oh, it sounds like you really want Michigan games on Friday night.
I would go on a Friday night. I don't care. I mean, tell me when the game is. If it's a good game, I'll go. And you will, too.
No.
Oh, you won't go. You'll skip a game.
No, because I believe in high school football.
Oh, please. What, they're still going to play the high school football game.
No,
what do you
I
think
know,
the high school games are going to cancel?
No, I want recruits to be able to come in and see, you know.
It's one game every couple years.
Still.
They can come the next Saturday.
Toe meets leather at one.
You're a Cretan.
Isn't that what
you're
Bo,
a Philistine.
Isn't that what Bo always said?
Oh,
Toe
God.
Meets leather at one. TV
Bo,
can be there
things are not going to run the way Bo wants them to run for the rest of time.
Believe me.
Sorry.
I know that.
Stick with the team,
I like
the team,
how
the team.
Anti, oh.
The ball meets leather at noon on Saturday. Not so fast.
Why not?
They play at 3:30 half the time.
I know. It's terrible. I hate 3:30 games. Don't you like noon games better?
No.
Really?
You have to get up early.
Well, go to bed early.
On Friday night? Would you like to stay up on Friday night?
I like to stay up every night, like tonight. It's almost 1 o'clock. Is this damn game on end?
Oh, there's an out already? God damn. I should be, I can't believe not watching this, but.
Well, turn it up.
No, it's okay. I'll wait till the third out. The Cubs fans look exhausted, don't they?
I think all of them look exhausted. Well, let's check our. Wait. I was going to say, let's check our Eddie Chelios barometer, but there's two people in their seats now.
What?
Did they leave?
Yeah, they went to the bar.
How could they leave? Oh, they probably left after
They're
Chicago.
They're in the locker room. They're in the locker room.
Oh, after Chicago got up? You're probably right. Well, that's kind of a bug. Couldn't they just jump down?
Time out.
I think we probably shouldn't carry this straight through, just little highlights. Jay. There you go. One more out.
Away.
One more out.
Oh, my God.
Where's Rajay Davis? That's Drew, all I want to know.
Drew is fluffed.
Tell me Rajay Davis is not in the on-deck circle. That's all I want to know. He's nope. not. He could be. Nope. He's not up.
Guyer, who was a mid-game replacement.
Wait, Guyer's up. He got the double before Rajay Davis.
He's had a good game tonight.
So if Guyer gets on, Rajay Davis is going to have a chance to repeat his incredible feat. But this time, who's pitching? Who's on the mound?
Edwards.
Oh, okay, that's right. Oh, look at those Cubs fans. There's more Cubs fans than anybody at this park. This is crazy. That guy's got a Cubs jacket, and inside the C, it says L-A-S-H as in Clash.
What?
Is that the band? I don't know. What the hell is that?
Knows.
Okay. No. There's Madden. He lucked out big time.
Yep. He tried his best to lose this game. He must have had money on Cleveland.
Obviously. It's 2-0 to Guyer.
Yeah, boy, he's going to walk him.
What if Rajay Davis hit two home runs to tie the game? One in the 10th inning and one in the 8th inning.
It's not going to happen. There's no way.
I think there's no way.
No, absolutely.
I want him intentionally walked just in case.
And then the next guy, it's a 3-run jack.
And they lose instead of tie. Oh, nice pitch. Yeah, just walk a guy so you can bring the tying run up. Why not?
Yeah.
Make it interesting.
Oh, man.
They have a conference on the mound. Anything to delay it. Anything to make Cub fans sweat a little longer.
It'll be fine. This game is so over.
I think it is, but... Hey, while we're waiting, what do you think of all these emails being on Wiener's computer? Now that Uma says
how many
she's never seen them.
How many are there? Because I've heard from 1,000 to 650,000.
I think there's more like 300 to 600,000.
Okay. And how many are duplicates?
They don't know that.
Yeah.
Don't know.
It sounded like one of those things where she used his computer to access her email. But
she says she's never been on that computer.
Well, maybe it's Carlos.
However.
Maybe it's Carlos Danger.
It sounds to me like, it sounds to me like this story's going to get really interesting. I mean, obviously not before the election.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happens is going to be much, 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 much later. I think she knew these emails were on there. I don't know why. Or they would be on there, but she has to say that she's never seen them because otherwise she's committing perjury.
What device is it? Is it a laptop? Is it a phone? Is it a desktop? Do we know that?
I think it's a laptop. I think. But if she says that she knew about them, then she committed perjury because she gave them every device that could possibly have anything on it.
Yeah.
And she gave them everything, quote unquote, that she had. This thing would have never come up if Wiener had not been investigated for this 15-year-old.
That's what's hilarious.
So now all of a sudden, here's all these fucking emails, and she didn't turn them in, and so she has to say she's never seen them.
Okay.
Which makes me think, why would they be on there? Of course she's seen them. Why would they be on Anthony's?
Well, just to play devil's advocate, it is Anthony Wiener. I mean, he is Anthony kind of Wiener. A squirrely guy.
He'd steal them from Uma's?
Well, I don't think it's that... weird to think that she had to have been on that computer at one time, whether to set up the email or not.
Right. And so why did she not say they were on that computer? Why wouldn't she, when she was subpoenaed and she had to give up all that stuff, why did she hold that computer back for some reason?
Maybe she forgot. I mean, do you think it's nefarious? She did it on purpose?
I think there's something a little strange
there.
Then
just go delete them real quick and then turn. Oh my God!
You got to be
Rajay
Davis
kidding
base
me. Hit and a run scores. Holy crap! And now you have a fast runner.
Is this yeah, very fast runner. He's got to steal second. I have a
I can't believe this.
Jesus Christ!
Here comes Madden.
Oh, let's just delay this thing a little longer.
I'm in a meeting.
No, don't you think it's
like a John Madden? I don't know why.
Don't you think something stinks about this?
About the emails?
Yeah.
Well,
why would it be on his? Why would there be all those emails on his computer?
Well, they are married.
Yeah, they're married, but they don't share email. She turned in like five different devices with stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what. I don't know how she accessed the emails. If she accessed it through a cloud. If she just had a regular Outlook where it poured into Outlook.
But there's some reason she didn't turn that thing in. There's some reason she didn't. And so the point is, she can't say she's seen them because then she's nailed for perjury.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some reason that they're on there. What is it? What's going on?
Well, I would think if she's running the risk of being nailed for perjury, the stuff
wasn't. I don't think there was any risk because she never dreamed. Why in the world would she think that his email would be subpoenaed? You'd never think that.
Well, it's not as...
She didn't think he was sexting 15-year-olds and going to be busted for, child protective... I mean, who would have seen that coming?
No, but I mean, you would think that she would turn it... But you're saying she purposely did not turn in that device. You would never know. I mean, you never know. The FBI could come back and say, no, we know there are other computers in this.
If there's that many emails on it, she had to know. I mean, it's not like 3 emails or 10 emails or 20 or 30. I don't know.
But it depends. I mean, Jay, you're an email expert. It depends what kind of email it is and where it comes from. What if she's accessing it via a cloud and did it once on his computer? He could be pulling them down. They could be pulling them down themselves.
Why would she do it on his computer though? We're talking about classified.
I don't know. They're on a vacation. Well, how many do you know are classified though?
I have no idea.
I mean, there were only 117 out of the ones that they got from Hillary. 3 that were labeled,
but if it's all these unclassified emails, why would she just turn it in? Just turn it. Who the fuck? Sorry, Anthony, but
she forgot.
Come on, you're supposed to. I mean, this is not a small case. This is a very serious case.
Mm-hmm.
When they say every device that has any email, we got to have it.
So you think she purposely didn't turn it in because she knew those emails were on there?
I don't know.
And didn't want
I
to delete
know.
Them because if they're on a cloud, if they're on some kind of server or some cloud,
there's
server,
some. I feel like there's some reason they're on there, and I don't. This doesn't seem like something left to chance. I wish I knew more about the subject. I mean, I'm just.
Well, you have an expert sitting right there.
I don't know, Jay. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I just while you guys are talking,
it's a weird story. It's really strange.
I'm just wondering, like, what if Anthony himself set up her email box on his laptop? If like he was trying to see, maybe he knew what her password was.
Wouldn't you think that Uma, though?
I mean, just as another possibility.
But as Hillary Clinton's right-hand woman, wouldn't they have some really skilled people putting that stuff together? Not, I'll just have Anthony do it. I don't think so, Uma.
No, but I'm just wondering.
Well, no, that's not what Jay's saying. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just saying, what if Anthony himself was just, if Uma was using another computer that they shared or used something, and he's like, oh, I know what her passwords generally are, and he himself set up access to her mailbox.
Oh, so he scammed her.
Yeah, it's very possible.
Is one possibility.
Yeah, I suppose.
Where it makes it plausible where she didn't know, because he set it up. He's checking her mailbox out.
I can't imagine.
I don't know.
Well, who knows? I just can't, for some reason.
There it is, Drew.
My phone.
Congratulations.
Fucking A! Finally! Jesus!
Yeah, he just said that, Joe.
Johnny!
Let me back this up. I want to hear the out.
Johnny.
I'm on speaker. I can't hear. I can't understand a word he's saying. All right, here we go.
There's numbers during the regular season. He did hit one home run. He's the winning run at the plate, and you've got a base stealer at first in Rajay Davis.
Johnny,
decent move out of Montgomery. Not a good arm, Montero.
I'm on my podcast live, Johnny. I got to go. I'm on my podcast live. Okay. See ya.
Getting multiple hits
Oh my God. We could call Evan at the bar.
The Indians have done it before. This is going to be a tough play. Bryant, the Cubs.
God, that was the uneasy play.
Bryant makes the play.
Roger was still at first base, wasn't he?
You see Rizzo stuff in the pocket, the ball into his back pocket.
Smart man. Balls with a lot of money. Yeah, that final ball has become an interesting subject over the years. There's been a few of those that have ended up in dispute.
Mm-hmm.
No-hitter balls, you know, the catchers held on to. And
all the balls that Zach Hample has called.
Hey, show the fans, man. Who cares about the players? The poor suffering. What about us? No, my email is just loading up. Look at these emails, my God. Wow, hilarious. It's funny, the Cubs are one of those things that that brings a lot of people together.
Is that Theo?
The Cubs Nation.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Theo Epstein.
Oh, Theo, okay. I think the most phone calls I received over something happening was probably John Lennon being shot.
Oh, really?
Every Beatle friend I've ever had.
That's how news got spread then. Now it's all going to be on Twitter.
Oh, and there's Wrigley Field. Yeah, this is what's going to be nuts. That's why I thought maybe we'd call Evan, because Evan's out at the bar.
Sure, call him, see if he answers.
Okay, should I text him first? We could call Chili.
I know, he won't answer, though.
Okay.
Are the Cubs cool anymore?
No more. Wait till next year. Not as cool. No.
They're not really as cool. Not as cool not anymore, as cool. Right?
Nope. Another phone call.
What's funny about that is, well, they know you'd be up, even though it's 1 in the morning.
For good measure, the foot of Chris Bryant slipped on that.
Oh, stop trying to make it more dramatic, Joe Buck.
I didn't see his.
It slipped a little bit.
Joe Madden in charge.
Okay, tried to blow it.
And won the World Series.
Evan. My nephew Charlie's in the bars, too.
What a game.
Some family members are concerned about him. He's been partying so heavily.
What a night. Down to Tom Verducci.
Thanks, Joe. I'm with Chris.
All right, here's Evan.
Chris, describe what
Tess's son, Evan.
Feel that last play.
Jim Norton just tweeted, boring game.
It's wet out here, the longest game ever. Oh my. That's one of the best games anybody will ever see. The 17-minute rain delay.
Yeah, how good a game was that? It's hard to sort of put it in perspective right now.
It's pretty good. It's pretty damn good.
It was the best thing for us. I mean, we all got together.
I mean, certainly had drama.
It was loaded up with drama.
But honestly, there was some really bad.
If this was the middle of June and you saw a game like this, it would just be
a good game.
Yeah, be okay. Jason
Hayward led the way. What was kind of disappointing to me was there was some bad baseball.
There was a game
really bad baseball in that game.
But there was a game tying home run.
Yeah, no, that's always
in the eighth inning.
Serious drama. I'd love to know what the bar was.
Hello?
Evan! Ev!
Pass your phone around.
Evan!
Hello?
Hey, Evan, it's Drew.
Well, I'm stepping outside.
I think you would say Drew on his phone. Oh, no, you called from the house line, though. So.
Yeah.
Larry King Hello? Tweeted, the curse is over. Cubs
hey, Evan, it's, we're live on the podcast.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, your mom told me that you were at the bar celebrating, and then Roger Davis tied it up, and I was dying to. Mark's here too, and Jay's here too on microphone. So anyway, what was it like when Roger hit the home run? What happened in the bar? What was it like?
Well, the home run is tied up right before my buddy goes. Well, a two-run homer here would tie it up, and when they hit the home run, the entire bar just turned to him and said, "This guy needs." Yo, it was a pretty quiet room for a while.
I really felt like they were going to lose. I don't know. I hate to say that, but I just was feeling it. But now the place has got to be up for grabs. How nuts is it?
It's insane. Ubers at the moment are 7 times their normal fares. So I'm not sure how anybody's getting home tonight, but hell, we'll celebrate in the bar while it lasts.
Uber can jack up their rates like that?
Yeah, whenever there's a surge.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm not a big Uber guy. So where are you near Wrigley? Are you anywhere near Wrigley Field?
No. Wrigley Bars was charged to $250 cover. So we're in the Old Town area.
Joke. Wait, what assholes? That's disgusting.
Well, I'm just more concerned for the asshole who's one day going to tell me, you know, I was in a bar in Wrigley when the Cubs won the World Series in Cleveland.
Yeah, what's it? I know, $250 when they're not even at home?
Mm-hmm. $250 just to get in the door. If you want a table for four people, it's $1,000.
Oh, please. Well, if you want to hang out with a bunch of just really, really, really rich people in probably a half-empty room.
Well, they're not even that nice in bars, so, you know, most of the city is just gravitated toward, you know, the surrounding neighborhoods, realizing that because they're not actually even in Wrigley at this time.
No, I'd rather be at a dive bar. It sounds like the place you're at is having a lot of fun.
Well, definitely. I stepped outside and there's fireworks going off, which is pretty awesome.
Hey, is anyone getting any work done in Chicago this week?
No. I've already been told by Alyssa I'll be taking the day off, whatever day the parade takes place.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, that's going
to
be.
It'll be pretty interesting to see what the office atmosphere is tomorrow.
Yeah, the parade will be crazy. Yeah, tomorrow, nobody's getting anything done tomorrow. I mean, it should be a day off for the whole state of Illinois.
It might be. When my buddies in Cleveland, after the Cavaliers won the championship, most of their offices just said, hey, have a day off. You know, it's a big deal. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
God, that's crazy. Aside from hockey, but 3-1. You know, Golden State was up 3-1. Cleveland was up 3-1. The Indians are up 3-1.
Oh, my God, that's right.
It's crazy. You just don't see that happening.
Yeah,
I'm psyched. You know, not really from Chicago, but it would have been a really depressing city if this World Series had not gone our way.
I know, but when they were down 3-1, how down were people getting? Do people still believe they were going to come back and rally?
Oh, no. Nobody.
Not really.
Now, aside from Rajay Davis's game tying home run, and what? How did the crowd react? There's two things I want to know how the crowd reacted to. One was the Baez bunt. The strikeout bunt because he foul tipped it with two strikes. Was everyone up in arms about that?
Well, yeah, especially because, I mean, Madden's really lost the trust of the town after how the whole Chapman thing has been handled.
Yeah,
so absolutely.
So he's kind of looking at each other like, how is that the call in this situation?
And then the other thing, when there was a rain delay, how bummed out was everyone?
Well, we're looking at the weather report, and there's a small little line moving in, and there's a huge cluster of what's coming in afterwards. So the debate in the room was, is there a chance this rain delay lasts longer than the bar does? Bar not selling alcohol before this rain delay is over?
Yeah, the bar. Now, what time does the bar close, Ev? Are you at a 5 o'clock bar?
I am not.
So you got to be heading over.
Ravens ready to go in case they got to that point.
What is the line going to be like at Ravens at 2 o'clock?
I mean, they're going to make a killing tonight. I mean, the bars in this neighborhood will start closing in the next 2 hours.
Well, you think, can't they stay open a little extra longer when the Cubs win the World Series, for crying out loud?
We're hoping so.
How many drinks have you had tonight, Ev?
3.
All right, well, have number 4 on me, and I'll talk to you real soon, buddy.
All right, have a great day, guys.
Thanks, Ev.
See ya.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
He sounded pretty buzzed. He was trying to straighten up for us, though, which I appreciated.
It's very nice.
That's funny. I'm surprised he answered the phone, because that was not a number he would recognize.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, Ravens. Oh, my God, is Ravens going to be crazy? Ravens has a 5 a.m. liquor license.
5 a.m. and they do that late now?
Yeah, 5 a.m. Yeah, they've had it forever. I mean, that's why, you know, Matt's involved in the joint.
I thought it was 4, but wow, 5? Who the hell stays at the bar till 5 a.m.?
Matt. Matt and whoever's depending on him to get to the next place.
can we try Chelios just to see?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, he's not going to answer.
Actually, I'm trying to think, who else could we call?
There's Bill Murray, finally. They haven't shown him at all tonight.
I'll bring up the audio. Let's see. Well, he's not on the microphone, but why not?
Famous and otherwise.
Wonder how long they stay with the postgame show. It seems like they'd stay a long time.
Well, they got to do all their corporate, you know, Rick Wilde type things.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
I got technology and stuff.
Sure, I got Shelly.
Oh, you got Shelly. Okay. Duh.
Chapman.
Shelly will have no idea who it is, by the way.
But he might just be so nuts enough to answer right now.
I think Shelly's been having a pretty good time with this World Series.
Yeah.
He's been at every game. He's with Eddie Vedder. He was with Kid Rock and John Cusack.
He was with Bill Murray last night. There's a picture of him with Bill Murray.
Congratulations. Oh, Chicago would be fun.
Oh, they're going to FS1?
Oh, yeah. That's right. Go to 223.
Oh, wait. Did you see that commercial?
What was that? Was that Harry Carey?
Yeah. Oh, balls.
Look at here.
The voicemail box of...
Oh! Okay.
All right, here, check this ad out. This looks pretty cool.
Doing fine.
Let me back it up again. Some kid playing in a sandlot.
It's been a long, long time.
Not
what song is this?
I don't know.
Is that Willie Nelson?
Sounds like him.
How am I doing?
Okay, never mind. This ad is stupid, but I swear they showed Harry Carey.
Doing fine.
Where's Harry? It's a kid playing all by himself.
You think they made one of these for the Indians too?
Possibly. Oh, this is their post-victory video thing.
Yeah. Well, no, this is a commercial, I think.
Oh, isn't that funny how time slips away? Yeah, it's really...
Goodbye someday. Nike. They probably made one for... Oh, there's Harry.
He was on two straight commercials. This is a different commercial, isn't it?
Budweiser. Yeah, nothing quenches a Cub fan's thirst for victory quite like the King of Beer.
Oh, here's Will Ferrell.
Harry used to hold that net during the game, broadcasting in left field at White Sox games. When he's doing White Sox.
That's a pretty cool ad by Budweiser to pull that out.
That's really good.
The Chicago Cubs are
now buy some shit that says the Cubs won the World Series.
Harry would be drinking Falstaff, promoting Falstaff, and he would be broadcasting in left field with his shirt off.
That's awesome.
For Sox
that's
games.
That's great.
There was some when things were loose, boy, Harry had a lot of fun.
You don't think
on the broadcast.
You think get away with that now?
Maybe Harry could if you were around. Let's see. Who else? Chicago. Damn it. I'm doing a brain fart. Chelly would be perfect. Come on, Chelly. I bet you him and Eddie Vedder are hanging out with the team.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because I would think, like, why would Eddie want to be in the locker room? You know, he's 50-some years old. These guys are 25. But Eddie seems like he's almost a groupie.
Hey, what do you
the Cubs.
Think? You think people are trying? You think there's somebody that has a lead on Steve Bartman somewhere?
I don't know, man.
Oh, you're getting FaceTimed.
Oh, that wasn't. I did that by accident. Oops. I called Tess's brother.
Oh really?
Yeah. Oops. FaceTime.
He would be up though, wouldn't he?
Right? Yeah, I think he would.
This is not your way.
I don't think he'd be calling me though.
Oh, I thought you were calling him. I'm sorry. I thought he was calling you back.
No, I just think I hit something in my phone book by accident.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure. Sorry, Tim. Oh, well. Well, I got to tell you, you know, going back to 1969, the Cubs were up 9 games in August. And the pinnacle of that season was Ken Holtzman threw a no-hitter on August the 20th against the Braves and Hank Aaron. Ron Santo hit a 3-run homer into a stifling wind. And the Cubs led 3-0. I think it was a first inning home run. Holtzman threw a no hitter, and that was like, you know, the cherry on the sundae for the season. Santo used to click his heels running to the clubhouse in left field after every victory.
Mm-hmm.
And then, do you remember that, Jay? It's a little before your time, isn't it?
A little bit before, yeah.
And they blew the 9-game lead. Actually, the lead was down to 3.5 games. By early September when they went to Shea Stadium, and that's when this famous black cat walked by Santo in the on-deck circle.
Yep.
They lost all 4 games. Seaver threw a one-hitter, actually had a no-hitter with two outs in the ninth inning. And Jimmy Qualls, probably the 25th man in the Cubs roster, got a hit to break it up. But nonetheless, they swept the series, took a half-game lead, and it was the Cubs ended up losing by 8 games, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a 17-game swing from August 20th to October 1st, which is amazing. The Mets played at a ridiculous pace. Then 84, of course, the 2-0 lead. 13-0 they won the first game. Rick Sutcliffe threw a shutout, hit a home run also. They won game two in Chicago. They went to San Diego because it used to go 2-3. You played two games at home, and then you played 3 games at the other place. And they lost all 3 games in San Diego. They were winning game two. Who is that?
Ricketts, the owner.
Oh, that was Ricketts? Okay.
By the way, there's already a picture of Hillary Clinton celebrating
in a Cubs hat?
Her Cubs winning.
Oh, bullshit. She's a Yankees fan.
Watching it on a pad, an iPad. She's like Mads. She has fans in each. She has twos in each league.
She's like Mads.
Or like Harbaugh. Did you hear Harbaugh listing off his favorite baseball
team? Yeah, I saw that. Today? That was funny. He mentioned like 8 teams. Like, not in that order, though. Not in that order.
He had like 2 levels. The ones he really, really liked and the other ones that were a little less.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out like the Arizona Diamondbacks. When did he take a liking to the Diamondbacks?
Probably knows somebody in management there.
But the 84 Cubs were winning 2-0, lost game 3. Game 4, they were tied 5-5 in the ninth. Steve Garvey, who already had 3 RBIs in the game and 3 hits, I think, hit a 3-run homer, I believe, was off Lee Smith to win that game in the ninth. And then game 5, they were up 3-0 in the sixth inning.
Mm-hmm.
The Padres got a couple runs, and then the seventh, they started a rally. A double play ball went between Leon Durham's legs, and they ended up losing that game, I think, 6-3. So that was 84. 89, they got whipped by the Giants, and Will Clark had 13 hits, as I mentioned. 2003, of course, is the Bartman postseason. 2009,
Drew Message.
Yes, with 5 outs to go, needing the day off so he could go to the World Series. Do we have that stupid message?
Is there any better GM in sports than Theo Epstein?
I doubt it.
Not right now, man.
2003 was such a good team, too. That was Mark Pryor and Kerry Wood. Mark Pryor was 18-6 as a virtual rookie. In fact, he was pitching that game, that Bartman game, had a shutout in the eighth inning, gave the one run. And then, you know, think about the Bartman thing that's so crazy is 2 batters after the Bartman deal. The Bartman batter was walked, by the way. He did get on base. But I think it was Pudge Rodriguez hit a 2-hopper to Gonzalez at short, and it was right in his glove, and he just booted it. It was a double play ball. Would have ended
right
the inning.
It
would have been no threat, no runs, no nothing. They would have gone to the World Series.
But it's a lot easier to beat up on the guy with the stupid outfit and the stupid headphones.
I guess. It just was so not his fault, and it was so much more Alex Gonzalez's fault. That's why. Yeah. How does Gonzalez escape that thing so easily? That's what I never understood.
Hey, Doug, it's Drew. Just wanted to lay this down in message form, requesting a day off next Friday, as I am going to the World Series Thursday night. The Cubs, well, the Cubs are 5 minutes away. I shouldn't speak so soon. But
why do I sound
like
such an asshole in this?
Cubs World Series game. This is
pumped.
Next week. So anyway, just wanted to drop that in ASAP. I'm 5 hours too soon. So I'll see you.
Dick.
Tom Mazzaway has tweeted congratulations to the Cubs. even though he's been rooting for the Indians all night.
He said he was for the Indians.
On Twitter, too.
He's being a good loser, I guess.
Yeah.
What's Joe Maddon saying? Is he apologizing for all his mistakes?
Oh, hell no. Pot him out. Let's see what he's saying. Who's the MVP? They haven't announced it yet, have they?
Question, no.
Listen, I want to congratulate Tito and the
Addison
Indians.
Russell?
Russell had 8 RBIs.
A great series, great season for them, absolutely. So I just want to make sure that I put that out there.
Zobrist had the winning hit tonight.
Oh, wonderful. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Okay,
Chapman.
Joe Maddon. And this Cubs clubhouse is fired up, as you would expect. It's now time for the most valuable player trophy presented
by
Chevrolet.
Hey, here we go.
Let's bring in the commissioner again. Yeah.
Well, Zobrist had a pretty good series,
year's
too, right?
Most valuable
started out strong.
In the World Series is Ben Zobrist.
Yeah, there
there you go.
Great series. And as everyone remembers, a crucial hit tonight.
Where's Rick Wilde?
A piece of hardware for you.
Where's the synergy between corporations and professional sports?
It's too bad.
Two World Series in a row now, right? Yeah.
What does this one feel like?
He had 3 hits in the first game for 2 different teams.
That's incredible.
I can't even put it into words.
what this team has battled through all year long, and believing that we're the best team, but the ups and the downs and having to fight through things. I mean, it's an unbelievable team to be a part of. Every guy on this team.
God, they're so young.
Each other, takes care of each other and picks each other up, and that's what we did during that rain delay.
Ben, I have to ask you about the bat. You had the game-winning hit there, and you had two strikes. You had one defensive swing kind of stay alive. But just how do you calm yourself in that moment, and what are you thinking against Shaw there in the 10th?
Well, you know, I know he throws a pretty hard cutter. And
how stumbling drunk are those guys going to be tonight?
Oh, I know. It's great, isn't it?
Just barely hung in there in the at-bat, and fortunately he put one close enough to the plate where I could just slap it down.
Whenever I think of celebration, I always think of Dwight Gooden, you know, ending up in a crack house for like 3 days, missing the parade. Thinking, I got 10 hours, my God. Next thing you know, it's like, oh my God, it's 2 o'clock, the parade already started.
Paul's got a little surprise for you, right, Paul?
Thanks, Kevin. Hey, Ben, congratulations. An amazing performance tonight and all through this
series. Let's get this car.
And I just want to say on behalf of Chevrolet,
oh, there you go,
our 3,100 Chevy dealers across the country and kids that play Chevy Youth Baseball, we want to honor you. Look at it on the screen there with a 50
new car
Chevy Camaro that's out on the field right now. Congratulations, man.
You are he should run out there and start doing donuts immediately in the infield.
It'd be a blast. Why not? Especially on the opposing team's field.
Oh, fuck it. Why not? Season's
I'm
over.
I'm going to take everybody in a ride, ride in that thing for sure.
No, you're not.
Oh, you can only fit three people.
If you drive that thing around Chicago, you'll never have to buy another meal the rest of your life.
He doesn't have to anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
He's Ben Zobrist. He's got plenty of money.
With your teammates.
Yeah, his bonus for winning the series is probably three times by three of those cars.
That guy wasn't nearly as good as Rick Wilde.
Now, if he won something on our show, of course, he'd say, how much are the taxes on that? Who does that, by the way? I mean, it's funny. I've never seen a player say that. Why do our winners always say that?
Come on up. We had a great piece.
Because they can pay the taxes.
And you talked about how you were a glass case of emotion. That was
like, oh, that was really cool. That was like 8 hours ago.
Rizzo seemed like he had a pretty good series.
I don't know. It's the best game I've ever been a part of. It's the best game I've ever seen, really. Just what a team. We started this year as a heavy favorites, and we went wire to wire all year as the best team in baseball. And the Indians did one heck of a job.
Blowing that 3-1 lead.
Injuries but this is the best feeling in the world.
You know, that kind of gets lost in it, doesn't it?
How shitty the Indians must feel.
They blew a 3-1 lead. Like, if this was the Giants, wouldn't most of the talk be on the Indians blowing a 3-1 lead and America being bummed out?
Yeah, I gotta believe. I mean,
a lot of people have written us off this series.
In the Golden State series, that's all I thought about was they blew the lead. I don't think of the Cavaliers winning that series as much as I do of Golden State blowing it.
You see it all the time, too.
We're world champions for the rest of our lives.
Not bad. What? Anthony, congratulations. Go enjoy.
Andy Richter just tweeted, a Cleveland cop just had Zobrist Camaro towed.
Unbelievable. That's it from the clubhouse. Let's go back upstairs.
That's great.
Anthony Rizzo suffered a 101 loss season in 2012.
Whatever.
Bill Murray's in the Camaro.
Bill Murray's hoping to honk the horn. I don't know if he's ready.
What is he doing out on the field? Get in the locker room.
Who's going to stop him?
But get in the locker room, man.
Can you imagine the cop that tries to tell Bill Murray to get off the field? Come on. Are you kidding me?
I know. He can do whatever he wants.
Oh, isn't that cool? All right. Well, I don't know what we can do beyond we've made it through the end of the Cubs game. It's 1:30 in the morning, and we should get the hell out of here, I think.
Sure.
I think it's probably a pretty good idea. We're at the 128 mark. We started late.
Oh, look at that. Look at that list. The next drought. Cardinals in the NFL, then the Indians, then baseball, Sacramento Kings, and then the Detroit Lions.
Ooh, they're only 10 years from the worst drought.
I know. Well, the Cardinals, I mean, not so much this year, but look how close they were last year, that crazy Green Bay game.
The Indians are good. Who's the other team in front of us?
The Sacramento Kings. So, too much.
Whatever. Well, have a good one, and
congratulations, Drew.
Thank you. I'm accepting.
Happy for you.
I
don't know why.
I haven't even had a chance to really. It has not sunk in at all. I really want to rewatch the last three innings. It was kind of hard to watch him down here.
Yeah.
But thank you. I'm accepting congratulations, and thanks for all the nice tweets and responses and
nice
social media
tweets.
Activity.
What's that?
A lot of people. Yeah, there were some nice tweets. There were, believe it or not.
Hey, there's Ernie. Banks.
That's number 500 off Pat Jarvis.
There's the black cat.
The black cat. Yes.
What is this ad for? Is this just a
Can we back it up? Rhino on the Ryan Sandberg game when he had two home runs, two game-tying home runs off of Bruce Sutter, one in the ninth and one in the tenth.
As if you're not rock enough, this whatever, if this ad or video might make you come.
We need to.
Mark. Pot it up.
Please.
Well, I'm just saying you're very excited.
Already did. Jesus. Thank you, Jay. There's Ernie's 500. Black cat, Harry. There's no audio?
No, I guess not. All these W words.
I know.
The winning flag.
Oh, Zobrist is winning. He was in there. Man, that's some pretty quick production they did on that.
Today. That was lame. Why did we go back?
Who's the sponsor for that?
Major League Baseball.
Oh, stupid. Another boy, the texts are coming in. All right. I got it from my phone, everybody. So have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow. And thanks for coming so late, guys. I know, pain in the ass. That was a real cheese.
Come on, come on, while we're young.
See ya!